K-State Nation, welcome back to another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III here on this Friday edition, May 23rd, 2025. Thank you for tuning into this episode here, folks. K-State sports podcast, football, basketball, tennis, golf, and everything else in between. For some of this podcast, again, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode, folks. Basketball. And I feel like I record a lot of basketball. Well, it's out of my hands. But basketball, right? We turn our attention back to men's basketball, not for recruiting purposes, but for another move in the coaching department for Jerome Tang's staff in the person of Matthew Driscoll, who became the winningest. And hold on a second. I think I'm familiar with this name from my time in Florida for a long time. Matthew Driscoll has been added to Jerome Tang's staff ahead of the 2025-26 season. This was announced yesterday. So how about this? I am familiar with this name. Oh, man. So I was wondering what was going on when I saw this. I'm like, huh, what's going on here? So Matthew Driscoll, K-State Nation. So apparently, Coach Driscoll's following me up here to the Midwest, but the difference is he's in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm in Kansas City, Missouri, but I will be in Manhattan, Kansas later on this afternoon, getting ready for the Bill Stein Half Marathon tomorrow morning. Around this time, runners will be headed off towards Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Hopefully, Lord willing, we'll be able to finish the race there. I am looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing everybody out there as well. But back to Driscoll, though. From Coach Chang, from the press release yesterday there, quote, "I am excited to welcome Matthew Driscoll to the K-State family as our new associated head coach." It goes on to say here, quote, "Coach Driscoll is a proven program builder and an exceptional teacher of the game. His ability to develop players and implement high-level offensive systems, is second to none. At North Florida, he's not only became the winningest coach in A-Sun history, but also built one of the most dynamic and efficient offenses in the country, consistently ranked among the national leaders in three-point shooting and scoring. His basketball IQ and passion for teaching will bring tremendous value to our program and elevate, Jerome Tang's word, our team on every level." End quote. Hey, they needed this, dog. they needed this, K-State Nation. They needed this in the worst way. Obviously, all of us, right? In the last couple of years, we all know the issue. K-State offensively having trouble putting the ball in the net, or in a hoop, I should say. Even with the players they brought in last year, look at Doug McDaniel, Coleman Hawkins, to be exact. Even though, yes, it's not Coleman Hawkins' game, for instance, but you got to have shooters on the floor. And they did have Brennan Housen. He was used poorly. I probably would say that down the stretch after a hot start as well. So, and Matthew Driscoll, oh, by the way, for those of you where he came from, come from North Florida. North Florida. Yeah, that's near the Jacksonville area. See, yeah, I know that area. See, yeah, pretty well from my time down in Florida. So, and North Florida has had competitive teams down there. I haven't kept up with them, obviously, recently, because, yeah, I'm up here now, or have been up here for a long time now, so I've lost touch. But you're bringing in somebody that's obviously experienced and obviously knows how to coach basketball as well, obviously, because he's been down in North Florida for forever down there. But Driscoll's road to K-State, he did resign. Well, actually, he did resign. How about this? Little bit of change of pace there. So he waited until he was offered a job at Kansas State before resigning at North Florida. So all this happening less than 12 hours. ahead yesterday of getting that as well. So, and again, he's going to hold a conference. By the time this comes out, he's already going to be done with the press conference. So that's going to be a moot point. So I'm not going to say the time, because when this episode rolls out around lunchtime, that press conference will be wrapped up. So he'll speak to the media, and maybe I'll have to catch that some other time there as well. And interesting enough, and looking down here at some of his quote, we'll get to him. We'll probably have to, we're going to have to reload, come back, come back to Driscoll and talk more about his resume. Or actually, we're going to talk about a little bit about his resume. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer III here in Kansas City, Missouri. Happy Friday. Half a day today. And actually, by the way, when this rolls out, I should be on my way on the road back to Manhattan around lunchtime. So what a quiz is that going to be. The episode should be out. I should be on the road back out there. And yeah, this is going to be quick. This is going to be a quick trip out there. Obviously, I'll be back out there again in another couple weeks, but yeah, it'll be a quick trip out there, not staying that long, obviously there. It's kind of a business trip, if you will, out there to Manhattan for that race, the half marathon, where it all started, and of course, we'll have reaction to it, and we might have a first on this podcast with the simulcast on our... Usually I record, I hate to get off track here, record episodes, running episodes on the E23 podcast, my other podcast, so you're probably going to get that here as well, so be out, and that's going to be a first there as well, but a little bit on Driscoll. Again, we're going to come back to this later on, towards the end of the week as well, and we'll discuss this further, we'll give Alex's take on it. As well on Monday night's Podbean app episode, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. Once again, that is Greer 3, Eddie's podcast, Greer number 3, EDDIA Podcast podcast. If you want more coverage of that, go ahead and subscribe to that channel as well. But Jerome Tang and Matthew Driscoll, they actually go back a little bit. 20 years, to be exact. That's a long time, obviously. And the both of them have ties to Scott Drew. Scott Drew on the Baylor staff. 81 wins. Drew, obviously, we all know, all three of them know, that Baylor rebuilt that program to what it is. They won a national championship and all that other stuff. Their 20 seasons counting for a four-year stint in a Division III La Roche College. I don't even know where that is. Driscoll, 274 career victories, including a school record, a majority of them, 248 of those, coming at North Florida. In addition to being the winningest coach in Ospreys history, he has the most wins in Atlantic Sun Conference history. Oh, my goodness. Why is that hard to say? So he has that under his belt, and that's 144 to be exact, boasting a career 550 winning percentage in league play. He's won 15 or more games 10 times at North Florida, while he finished over 500 or more in Athletic Sun Conference. Let me see. Yeah, Athletic Sun Conference history there as well. And he owns the program's only three 20-win seasons, which includes 23 back in 2014, 22 in 2015, and 21 in 2019 there as well. So yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a huge accomplishment right there in itself for Matthew Driscoll, as he has been added to the associate head coach list now for Jerome Tang and the Kansas State Wildcats heading into the 2025, a huge season, a critical season, where, and I said it on the one of the episodes yesterday I recorded, I think it was the Marcus Johnson. Yeah, Marcus Johnson episode, which those will come out this weekend. So be on the lookout for that as well. Yeah, critical season where he's gonna have to it's time to put up or shut up, really. So hot seat. In my opinion, I think he's going to be on the hot seat. So getting a guy obviously that he knows. I was not aware of that relationship prior to the hire, so huge get. And yeah, I definitely am familiar with Matthew Driscoll. I don't know him personally. I'm just familiar with that name. Definitely familiar with the name. So I'm happy for Jerome Tang. This is a big get, in my opinion, for head coach Jerome Tang, getting a coach caliber of his caliber talking about Matthew Driscoll. Ooh, so a big get for K-State basketball yesterday there, as Matthew Driscoll will be introduced today as well. So it's kind of a big day across the board here, whether you're a K-State fan or you're traveling to Manhattan for the 5K half marathon races for tomorrow morning there in Manhattan, Kansas. Matthew Driscoll will be introduced as the new associate head coach today in Manhattan, Kansas, joining Jerome Tang's men's basketball staff. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We have a chance to record K-State content. Again, we're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you see your favorite K-State podcast. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like, hit the alarm bell every time we upload content daily. Y'all be notified about it. We already talked about the Podbean app. And go ahead and make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode, once again, of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Matthew Driscoll, the new addition to the men's basketball Jerome Tang's staff. Go Cats.